allowed to play with the button who's on the blue side? The one, the green thingy. The green silver thingy.
The green silver thing? What's the green silver thing?
Oh, you're allowed to play with this button.
Yes.
Oh, good. But did you make it this specially for me?
Well, I didn't make it specially for you, but there was a tiny bit of shampoo in the bottle, which I used this morning. And then rather than throwing the bottle away, I thought, I know a little man that might like playing with that. Who would that be?
Me?
Yeah. I think so.
Yay! Oh, where? Oh, where's the towel?
No, it's my rubber gloves.
Oh, good.
Not that I need rubber gloves on to bath you, of course, but I can just clean the toilet and wash basin.
Oh, yeah. Hope you don't put your hand down.
Well, I've got rubber gloves on. No, I don't put my hand down to clean the toilet. It's a brush. It's actually, I wasn't going to do that anyway. I did that earlier on. I was just going to wipe the surfaces over now. Is that all right with you?
If you think so, it is.
Well, I think it's all right. I think it needs doing, don't you?
What do you want to drink from McDonald's?
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Could I have... What do you do, actually? I might just ask you what you do.
Let me do... Have a look what we can.
I know you've got Coca-Cola, haven't you, at McDonald's? What else have you got?
Lemonade or chips or fries.
Oh, I thought you just said a drink. I think I'll have lemonade for a change today, please. Is that all right?
We've only got the last bottle and we only have used it for the last customer wanted lemonade, I thought.
The last customer wanted lemonade?
That was you.
Oh, that was me. So have you got lemonade?
In that bottle.
Yeah?
Last bottle.
Oh, right, well, I'll have the last bottle.
I haven't drunk any.
Good.
So that's a spare one.
What are you going to do? Bring the whole bottle or pour some from the bottle?
Pour it all in that cup.
Into that cup, a McDonald's cup?
You're allowed to keep that one.
Am I? Will it have a lid on it and a straw?
Yeah, I'll just get some more. When you put it in the machine, guess what it does?
What does it do?
Pop, pop, pop.
Does it? Does it go fizz, fizz? Or just pop, pop?
Can you hear it?
Oh, that's right. You're lowering the bottle into the water, aren't you? Pop, pop, pop. Fizzy drinks are cool, pop.
You don't want that much. Cool.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? Have you heard Grandad calling drinks pop? Thomas?
No. Take your drink.
Because when I was a little girl, we used to call them either fizzy drinks or pop. Still talks about pop when he's having lemonade.
Pop's a drink.
Pop. Ice pops. Remember ice pops? Those, well, ice lollies that you get in little plastic tubes. It's juice and tubes, and put it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Ice pop. Because we had some of those in the summer, didn't we? What were they? Coca-Cola fizzy pops?
Yeah.
Cola pops.
Oh, I know, yeah. I have those at me. What do you want to drink now, just when you're drunk at all? Do you want some cocoa stuff?
Cocoa stuff?
Cocoa stuff.
I'll have some stuff, please.
Stuffing? Oh.
Did you say you have cola pops at Lynn's?
Yeah, they're called Coke rice pudding.
Coke rice pudding? I don't think so.
It tastes nice.
Is it?
But it doesn't sound...
Oh, Thomas. rice pudding with Coke and tomato sauce. I don't think so. I don't think I'll let you go to Lynn's again. That's what she does to me.
Yeah. And ice cream and slugs.
Oh, Thomas. I remember when you used to talk about slug sandwiches. And you meant prawns, didn't you? You made us all feel sick when you said you wanted sandwiches with slugs. And you meant prawns, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tom, please don't speak too much.
Cooked slugs.
Oh, well, it starts washing your hair in a few minutes.
Slugs with sandwiches.
Look, please don't splash too much.
Splotted with slugs and worms.
If you splash, I can't tell what you're saying.
Sausage and worms and sandwiches. That's what Lynn gives us for pudding.
What?
Slugs, worms.
Slugs and worms?
And snails.
Oh dear, does she cook them first?
Yes.
Does she? So they're going to be hot when we get them?
Yes.
Sit up, please. Sit up.
You touched it.
Touch you with my little glove.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Good job I've not cleaned the toilet yet, isn't it?
Pardon?
Good job I've not cleaned the toilet yet.
What do you want for McDonald's again?
Oh, you've gone back to being a McDonald's man, have you?
This could talk what you want food. This bar, couldn't
I'd it? Like a sandwich.
What do you want? A drink of Coke or something?
I'll have something and a sad meal without a toy. Because you know you get a happy meal with a toy.
You want to drink with Coke and pop?
Coke and pop. I'll have... can I have Dandelion and Burdock, please?
Yeah. We've got the last bottle.
Have you? I don't think they do that at McDonald's, actually.
Well, this is a funny McDonald's.
It does sound quite funny, yeah.
Do you want it now?
Yes,
please. Okay, I'll get it. Let's see what it is. Dandelion and Burdock.
Right, have you had Dandelion and Burdock?
No.
Actually, I think you have, because you know, we haven't seen them for quite a while, but Alison, Rachel and Jonathan. Yeah. Oh, we go to see them in Didsbury.
Yeah.
Alison always has Dandelion and Burdock, and it's the only time I ever drink it when I go there. And I think you've had it because one day when we called round, she only had that, and you were quite young. And I didn't let you have a lot of fizzy drinks, but you tried it and you did like it.
Yeah.
It's the same colour as Coke. And that sounds a good drink of lemonade. Did they do Cherryade at McDonald's?
Pardon?
Did they do Cherryade at McDonald's?
What's Cherryade?
Cherryade, well it's like orangeade or lemonade, but it's red, but it's made from cherries.
Yeah.
It's probably not, actually. You've had Cherryade before, haven't you?
Yeah.
They do Cherry Cola as well, don't they?
Cherry Cola?
Not sure about McDonald's, but somebody did Cherry Cola. And do McDonald's do a slush, or is it just milkshakes?
Slush.
What colour slush?
Red and black.
Red and black? Ooh. I've seen pink and blue, I've never seen red and black.
That's like Dalmatian ones.
Dalmatian slush, oh, I see.
And when you drink it, you know what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil.
It tastes like Cruella de Vil, does it, when you drink it?
Yeah.
Oh, smashing. It's so nice.
You want it?
No, I think you might just have water, actually, please.
Water's coming.
Don't think I fancy any of the drinks that you serve.
Oh. For pudding, shall I give you a special drink? You know what's in it?
No.
Worms and snails.
Oh, no.
And slugs.
Oh, no.
Okay, shall I change it to something else?
Yes, please.
Slugs and dandelion burdock.
Slugs and dandelion burdock. Can I just have the dandelion burdock without the slugs, please?
Let me get all the slug juice out. Let's get all the nice burdock in. Never taste it, burdock. It's got me probably. Burdock. You want steam in it?
Yeah. steam. Do you mean, do you want it hot?
Yeah.
Or cold? Well, I usually have it cold, actually. I think that's how you drink down the road, don't
you? You can have it hot.
Can you? Oh, go on then. Let's have it hot. It's a special occasion.
Yeah. I've only got that much.
Oh, it's got froth on the top. That must be the bubble bath.
There you go.
Thank you. Well, she's going to fall asleep. Oh, thank you very much. Now then, do I have to pay for this drink?
Guess what? No. Mm. I haven't got any teal hills.
You're not got a teal?
No.
Mm. That sounds good. And do I get a toy? Don't pour any more of this.
You get a toy. Let's see. Shall we?
What sort of toy do you think I'll get?
I don't know. A pirate ship.
A pirate ship? A big one.
A big one.
Has it got pirates in it?
Yeah, real ones.
Oh, heck. What? A funny McDonald's. I come in for a nice little happy meal and I get a sad meal without a toy. Or at least I get a toy pirate ship with real pirates. I get snakes and all sorts of things. And Dandelion and Burdock with just Burdock and slugs.
Yeah.
Burdock and slug juice.
And the pirates would jump off your head.
And what?
The pirates would jump off your head.
That's not nice. Is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh no, it isn't. You've got the giggles now, you giddy biddy. What's the matter with you?
You're a giddle.
Giddle? I said a giddy biddy. Giddy biddy.
Your trouser.
I've got trousers on.
Run, run.
I've got trousers on today, yes. Sitting in your bag?
Oh, I've got skirts on.
No. Let's chips to them now.
Take your slug sandwich.
Oh, thank you. I've just remembered I've got my little boy Thomas with me in the car. Now he'd like a meal. He actually asked me for a happy meal. I think he wants some chicken nuggets, chips.
Well, he can have a pirate ship for his drink, he can have some mugs, and some drinks, and a happy meal. Shall we go to Burger King? Shall I tell you what Burger King sounds? Next stop Burger King, right? Yeah, you turn left.
Yeah.
Swing round the roundabout.
Swing round the roundabout.
Left again.
Left again.
Then turn round on Zoom on the motorway.
Turn round the Zoom on the motorway. Are you sure it's the next stop? It sounds a jolly long stop away.
York, you'll find it. And it sells,
I'll find it in York.
Yeah, and it sells slug drink and Kilmarines.
No, don't say
and
that.
Arm blood.
It sells what?
We've got Happy Meal with Buns.
Happy Meal with Buns? You're being rude.
And hair.
And hair.
To eat.
Hair?
Chips.
What kind of hair?
Slug hair.
Slug hair? What kind of slug hair?
Black and you can eat it.
Black and you can eat it?
That's lots of weird.
Don't be rude.
And then, you know what you get for pudding?
Bag.
No.
What?
Lots of slugs.
Lots of slugs?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Yeah. We've got a Burger King at Sluggy. And we've got the McDonald's at Sluggy.
Do you know what I think I'll do?
What?
I think I'll go to a fish and chip shop and just have fish and chips.
They have the same.
They don't.
They have slugs and fry some bees.
No, don't say that, please. Well, in that case, I'll change my mind again and I'll go to Tesco or Sainsbury's.
They have the same, only slugs and worms to eat.
Well, luckily at home, I know in my own freezer that I've got all sorts of bits and pieces, and I can make a meal from food I've got in the freezer and in the cupboard.
I'm magic because you're right. I said all you thought into slugs and snails.
And puppy dogs' tails. Do you know that rhyme?
No.
What are little girls made of? Sugar and spice and all things nice. What are little boys made of? Slugs and snails and puppy dogs' tails. I bet if I asked Holly what there was to eat, what do you think she'd say?
Barbies.
Barbies? She'd probably say nice ice cakes and ice cream and sweets and fairy cakes.
Do you want? I've changed my McDonald's. Guess what do you want? Do you want Coke or chips or a Happy Meal?
Well, I like a Happy Meal with Coke, please, because I think that's what my little boy usually has.
If you drink too many Coke, you know what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Your tummy will turn into a Coke bottle.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, well, I better not drink too much then.
I need to put it in this Coke jar. I'm going to look at the jar. There are lots of worms mixed up.
Oh, many worms. Well, there's one thing, Thomas. I'm going to take you to McDonald's again, though.
Why?
I wonder if that's all they sell. Worms and slugs.
And I'll slug you. Slug! 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 Slug!
Slug! Top it!
Slug!
Slugger!
You're a slugger!
You call me Snug, not Slug. Because you like to snug my hair, don't you?
No, I like to worm your hair.
Just sit down.
And guess what? Worms in your hair!
No, that's not nice, is it?
I never snug you again.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to touch my hair if I had little worms in it, would you?
And guess what's in?
What?
Worms and poo.
No, Thomas, please. We? No, I don't mind you talking about slugs and snails, but I don't want weird words, please.
Would you like that?
What?
Worms and poo.
No.
Yes, it would.
It certainly wouldn't. Right, can we do something else instead?
Burger King sells lots of nice stuff, not worms.
Doesn't it? What does it sell?
Sells burgers, hot cross buns, or anything.
Does it? Well, we'll go there then.
And don't send your eyes at Burger King.
Right, well, just
and you rang that bell there.
Well, just a minute, give me the directions again because I'm a bit lost. I can't remember where to go.
Down another motorway.
Down another motorway.
It's a short motorway. You just go like this. You go, and then you are at Burger King.
Okay.
Now you need to ring the bell for the assistant.
Bing bong, assistance, please.
What?
Assistance, please. Oh, hello. I didn't see you there, Mr. Assistant.
What do you want?
What do you serve, Mr. Burger King man?
Do you guess anything in the world?
Anything in the world? Well, I think you mentioned a burger before, didn't you? Which is possibly why
it's
called Burger
King. Anything in the universe.
Anything in the universe? Oh, wow, Thomas, hang on.
Don't tell me.
No,
that's not Thomas.
No, I know you're not. Well, my little boy likes sausages. Mm-hmm. And he likes pasta. And he likes coleslaw. Would you have any of that in the universe, please? Yes.
You want it? What do you want to drink?
What have you got?
Anything in the universe!
Happy, anything in the universe. Do you know what? I've not had a drink of for ages.
No.
Lucasade.
Just got it.
Have you? Whoops. Sorry, there's lots of signs of water going down the pants, isn't there?
That could be the noise, actually, of the Lucozade coming out of the bottle, couldn't it? It isn't, but we could pretend it is.
No, we'll just get that bottle. Just clean that bottle. Because someone's had whiskey in
it. Have they? Who's had whiskey in it?
My friend and the next friend had beer in that bottle.
Oh, one friend had whiskey and one friend had beer.
Yeah.
What friends are these, Thomas?
Men.
Men friends? What are their names?
One's Chris and one's Dave.
One's Chris and one's Dave.
I really want the same name because I'll tell you. Chris is a boy and he lives in my house. And I'm called Chris.
Oh, right. I see. Well, and where did you meet these boys?
Just in a pub.
Which particular pub is this, Thomas?
It has smokes and rooms. So I didn't drink anything or eat. I just said hello.
Did you? You just went into the pub to say hello. You didn't drink?
Yeah.
Good boy. That's my boy.
Oi. I'm Chris.
Hi. Right, Chris. Well, when you finish rinsing out the bottle that's had beer and whiskey in it.
I have finished.
Have you?
I'm putting in the late stuff you want.
All right. Lucozade, I think we asked for, didn't we? I think you'd like Lucozade, Thomas. You possibly have had that as well. It's orange. It's like fizzy orange, but it's quite sweet. It's very nice. And you have it sometimes when you're poorly. I don't know whether you have actually.
I haven't. Now, drink. I'm going back in the universe.
Yeah?
This is the universe.
Universe.
You can't look in here because there's lots of stuff you don't like.
Oh, such as?
Potatoes and squash potatoes.
Just squash potatoes?
And squash tomatoes and squash chips.
Well, I'd sooner have squash potatoes, squash chips and squash tomatoes than slugs.
And then when you turned round on the desk, you saw your drink and no one else.
Excuse me, Mr. Chris, I ordered some food. I think I asked for sausages, pasta.
I'm just getting it.
Oh dear. So you've not been on a customer service course?
Oh.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. I'm having job getting my rubber gloves off. That's what the noise is now.
Hey.
Sorry. Just let me stand out here.
There you go. Eat it quick!
Oh, I will. Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It hasn't got skin on.
What has it got skin on?
Your chips. All the potatoes running. Bye!
They sound like funny chips. Do you think I'm going to enjoy? I didn't order chips. Anyway, I asked for pasta, coleslaw and sausages.
You're a waste lady.
Excuse me, I'm not wasting it. I asked for sausages.
Well, you can eat that rotten dinner. I'll give you pudding.
No, I don't want pudding. I'd like what I asked for, please. Remember, the customer is always right.
You need to have that first, and then I'll give you pudding.
No, I don't want pudding. You asked me what I wanted, and I said sausages.
And not the sister who came up. And Dave.
Well, what's happened to Chris? Chris was serving me.
He's gone. Yeah. Just don't guess he's going to get some more Lucid's friends to come to buy some more chips. Most likely that away.
Well, I don't like to see food going to waste, but it's not what we ordered. Would you like to eat it, Dave?
I washed it away. Used this one.
All right. Your counter's nice and clean now.
Yes, it is. Shall That's how you use it, Thomas. How are you going? Full. I just made you a drink, like Chris said.
Oh, very good.
It's the same drink.
Lucozade.
Yep, Lucozade.
Well, that's jolly good. I'll enjoy that.
And is your boy full?
Yes, he is.
Guess what?
What?
I've just written full.
You've just written four.
Look!
Oh, yes, there you have.
What is it now?
Does my little boy look like a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
Does he? I can't see it. Why have you written it?
I washed it away.
Sit still. Put a 4 in the phone. Can you write that?
No, I don't know.
I don't think you can write 4.
Can.
Go on, let me see you. Otherwise, I don't believe you can. Very good, Thomas. Chris or Dave or whoever you are. Now then, I don't remember.
Before you start chatting, there's your drink.
Oh, thank you very much. Spilt it. Oh dear, it landed on your tummy button.
We haven't got clothes. I'll make it again.
Make it again for me, please.
I've only got this minute.
Oh.
Sorry.
Could I have another drink, please? Because I've drunk this now.
Sorry, no more left today. Only drips.
Only drips? Are you a big drip?
I'm going to make some more then.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to make?
The same. Drink.
Lucozade. I think you've got to go to the shop to buy that.
I'm making the stump. Well, I'm sitting in this stump with all of it. Then just pour it down there, then I get it.
You're sitting in a dump?
Yeah. With all the drink.
A drink dump? A drink dump?
Yeah. Go tell you a 60.
60? I think you can say it was 6. 60. Right, what do I do when I'm 60?
You're really old with lumps all over you.
I'm really old with lumps all over me?
Yeah.
That's not nice. My mum and granddad are over 60 and they haven't got lumps all over them.
Well, they've got little skinny things down there.
Have they? Like this one?
Yeah.
Just a little skin tag. They can't even tie them.
Skin tag!
I've never noticed.
There's your drinkie.
Thank you. Is this what I asked for? What did you say? Thank you so much.
Oi!
I drank it.
Oh, good.
That was very nice. Is your water still warm enough, Tom?
Warm.
Are you sure?
Is no. I'll clean this counter.
Very good.
Thank you.
Whistle while you work. You're whistling away. I whistle a happy tune. You can read it.
Now, what do you want some drinking?
To be honest, I'm absolutely full of drink.
Now, I've got magic chips.
Have you?
And guess what it does? Makes tummies feel better.
Does it? Makes tummies feel hungry, so they want another drink.
Yeah. Shall I get some of this?
Yeah, that's good for business, isn't it?
Oh, I'll just get some of this bottle. I know times I said we've only got the last one. We've got the last one, and guess what? No one wanted it, so I've still got it.
Have you?
Haven't drunk any.
Right.
Let me check it. I drink some, so... Taste
it's
nice, lovely.
Is it lovely? What is it? What sort of drink?
Coke and mixed up chips.
Oh no, Coke and mixed up chips all in the same bottle.
Yeah, and that makes your tummy feel better.
Oh, I think it makes mine feel sick.
No, it won't.
I think it will, Thomas.
It won't.
You've been thinking about it, it's making me feel sick.
No, it isn't making you sick.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's mixed up chips and mixed up sausage.
Mixed up chips and sausage and Lucas set?
Yeah.
Sounds very nice.
drink it and then your tummy will feel better.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Drink. That was beautiful. That was very, very nice. You are a magic man, aren't you?
I
like
Lord Magic McDonald's.
Magic McDonald's or just Magic Donald's?
Magic Donald's.
Magic Donald's.
And it says Magic Donald's.
Magic Donald's.
Magic Donald's.
Magic Donald's.
Mrs. Donald's. Is that Mrs. Donald's? I'm Mr.
Donald's.
I am. Yes. I want some more.
Please.
You count to six. And close your eyes.
On my own?
Yeah.
That's a lot to count to.
And
one, two, three, five, seven. Oh, we've gone wrong.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
There's my drink.
Same.
Yum, 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 yum. That's wonderful.
Magic Donald.
Magic Donald's.
Come here. It opens every day and every night.
Does it? And are you the only person that works there?
I only work here.
You must be very tired if you work all day and all night.
Mmm, lovely.
You're not tired working
at 7 o'clock. Now, you just said you eat it all night at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, this magic McDonald's shuts.
Magic Donald's? It shuts at 7 o'clock, doesn't
it? The police will come if you don't come out at now.
Oh, right. That's a bit drastic. Would you not just ask your customers to leave? No. Would you not just politely say we're closing now?
No, we can't.
You have got the police out for you.
Yes.
You have some very rowdy customers.
I keep them there all night.
Why?
Because I want them to look. I don't want them to steal my magic.
Yeah. So you keep them locked up all night?
The police locked up all night.
The police are locked up?
Yeah. And so I've left the spare door open, so they say, come on here, grab. Let's grab, shall we? Then they say, oh no you don't. Then I'll turn the little robbers into sluggies. I'll turn you into a slug. I'll turn you into a slug if you don't go now.
Is that what you're saying to me? Imagine
you're going to be a slug now. Shh.
I imagine most people leave when they're threatened with that, don't they? Oh.
There goes the bell.
There goes the bell.
You best be out now. Bye. Won't call the police then. Stay there. I'll turn you into mummy. Shh. I'll turn you into mummy. That is my pocket. Let's see if it'll be not in my bum. No. What are we playing?
Oh, you know that telephone call then?
Yeah.
That was very strange because I went downstairs and it was a man saying, hello, this is Derek. I'm ringing about something or other. I couldn't tell what he was saying. To see if it was ready. And he said, I met you in the pub last night. It was obviously a wrong number, Thomas, because I didn't go out last night. I didn't meet anybody called Derek. And he wanted to know if something or other was ready for collection. So I wonder what that was. Perhaps it was you.
It was?
Perhaps he wanted to know if my Thomas was ready for collection.
Oi!
I might ring him back and say, yes, he's ready. Just let me give him a bath and wash his hair, then he's ready, all yours. So, it was the wrong number, but the trouble is now,
yeah.
The man who made the telephone call
thinks
he's phoned the right person, and he hasn't. So he'll be waiting for the right person to get back to him, and the right person won't get back to him because it's the wrong person. Do understand. That was strange, wasn't it? Right,
it must be Derek from somewhere.
Oh, Derek. Derek and Maria. Yes, Nonna and Grandma have a friend called Derek, don't they?
Must be him.
Must be. Would you like this?
I want to look at those scooper.
Bath time fun gift set, it says. Shall we undo it?
Yeah, I wonder what it does.
What it does, it's Marks and Spencer's. Ah, and it's got Bob the Builder shampoo. That's quite funny. I wasn't actually going to use this shampoo. I was going to use the ordinary one. That's oh, look at that. That's a nice wash mitt. Who's that on the wash mitt? Who's that?
Muck.
Muck? Is that the bulldozer muck? And that's got a bit of shampoo. Let's see. Oh, what the shampoo. Gosh, that's wedged it.
That's wedged it.
That's wedged in. Shampoo, hypoallergenic, tear-free. Who's that?
Mom. Oh, I'm not free.
Do you four? Who's that?
Scoop
and... And...
Pilcher
the blue cat. And who's that?
Bob, who's going in work?
There you are. And that's the scene. So I think you can possibly just...
Make Bob the Builderland.
Make Bob the Builderland with that.
Well, we haven't got Scoop for these. Scoop. We've got Scoop.
No, that's all there was. Sorry.
Oh, there.
I'll use the shampoo later. When I wash you, I'll put some nice soap on there and I'll go wash, wash, wash. Don't go any higher than that without Thomas, please.
Oh, we need it stuck on.
Well, do you not need to wet it? But do it on the bath side rather than the tiles. On the side of the bath. That's it. Just wet it first. No, but wet it first, you can wet it. That's it. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, do you think that's where they live, or are those houses that Bob's built?
Yeah.
Yes, yes to what?
He's built it.
Built.
Built the housing.
So how many houses? Looks like there's a garage. No, do it on the bath side, Thomas.
No, but it works.
Is that a garage?
That?
Yes.
Yeah, it might. And do I tell you what?
Was it on the bath side?
Do I tell you what, Bob, when you sent me to build a garage?
Okay, do it on the bath side, not the tiles.
I need you, don't you? Jump on, Bob. Get fixed.
I thought those were big birds, but they're clouds, aren't they? Can you see the trees just above the scene?
Yeah. I'm looking at the garden. You're a dirty rascal, Bob.
Do you think he's actually building, or do you think he's just repairing?
Building.
Do you?
Look.
Because they all look fairly built to me. Perhaps he's putting a new roof on something. Where's Wendy in all this? What's happened to Wendy?
Pilcher's here. No. Wendy's here. Hello, Bob. Oh, I've got to go. I think it's that.
Spare knickers. Why does Wendy need spare knickers? I don't think there's any need to mention that.
Please, we are booted over.
Oh, Thomas, no.
I've got to boot and we did this bottom.
That is not nice.
Wendy's put knickers on Bob.
I don't want to lift it up.
Sorry, no, listen to this one. Wendy's got nice spare knickers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost that way to
move. Well, where's the other? Where's Scoop and Muck and Lizzie?
Well, they only put four things in the set, Thomas. Where's Rowley? Scoop, Muck and Lizzie.
There's only one, two, three, two. Four.
Well, you've got Pilcher, Bob and Wendy. You've only got one machine, haven't you?
No. But so...
All this?
Only,
No, you didn't. Unless it was in the box. Let's have a look at the box. No, you didn't, because that's the box. It says, can we fix it? No.
Are you on machine?
No. There's Bob, Wendy, Pilchard and one machine. And there's a different machine on there, look.
That can't work.
It's not the same machine, is it?
No.
No. No, that one doesn't work. That's a sponge for washing yourself with.
I'm going to pretend you are Wendy.
Yes. Time? I'll tell you what, though, from this set, this bath time set,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know it is now. You've got a foot and a hand, mm-hmm. and that's useful when you're building. An extra foot. I could walk twice as quick with an extra foot. You could always do an extra pair of hands. Thomas, please don't shout so much.
I'm thinking about building a room and it was on the high bridge. And you don't want to fall in the sea, do you?
I thought so, no.
No.
Oh, is that it? You said, don't, no, not to go up there, Thomas.
No, it is. Because you might go, whoa!
I think, look, has Bob got ladders with him?
No, he hasn't.
I thought he was carrying ladders. Just have a look at him. I'm going to say, you're going to need jolly tall ladders to reach up there, I think, Thomas.
No, he hasn't. Only more.
What's he got? Well, no, well, how are we going to manage to get up there?
He can have a lift. Because you know why?
What?
He scoops on my scooper. Oh, I shall show you what he does.
Yes.
Does this.
He gets it. Scoop shoots him up there, does he?
Yeah, and then he drives up.
Perhaps the woody's got in his hands to build some steps.
Look, I finished it all.
Oh, goodness me. Which half does Pilchard live at?
That one. Winnie lives at that one. P lives at that one. And P lives at that
one. That's a lot of houses. Has he got a lot of prizes?
Yeah, but Mum, the machines are going today.
Thomas, not so much
water. Splash in the water. But then I missed the road, and I went on a bump.
This lifeboat better come along. Rescue them all.
No, they've sunk. They've sunk now. And Bob can't swim.
Can't he?
No.
So that's the end of that then. So who's left? Wendy and Pilchard?
Yeah.
Think they'll manage to carry on the business?
And guess who drives up? Soaking on wet. Guess who?
Who?
They.
Who?
They.
So they haven't really sunk?
No, it was just by that shrimp. On the lifeboat, but...
So was Bob sitting in scoopy part of his digger?
Yeah.
And he just lowered him into the water as a joke, and then when I wasn't looking, he went zoop and buoyed him back up.
Oh, where the machine need to go? No.
I bet if there are any crocodiles in the water, they got a bit of a surprise when they suddenly found a digger. They probably thought, what's this funny sort of dinosaur? Do you think so?
Yeah.
What are you hidden behind those bubbles?
Skateboarding there.
Did you?
Yes. Let's see you driving up to it. Up, boom, upside down scoop to the rescue.
Upside down scoop to the rescue?
Yeah.
You're much good at rescuing things upside down. Probably going to need Cranky the crane to lift him up again.
That's it, Thomas, the tank engine!
What, Cranky the crane?
Yeah.
Is it lofty in Bob the building?
Yeah.
Sorry. Lofty. Is Lofty the blue one?
Yeah.
I see.
He's going to build something.
I get a little bit muddled, don't you see?
Yeah, you're a model.
Model?
Oh, wait, Bob's falling into the sea when the sharks and crocodiles.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, a shark bit the bottom.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're a little bug.
Thomas Carlyle.
And then all of them falled in.
Fell. They all fell in the water.
Yeah, and the shark was going to eat them all you and the machines. Then the zoo got.
Did you not think eating a machine would hurt the shark's teeth?
No.
I think it would.
For a human bomb? What?
I don't think a shark would like that really. He's saying, he's shouting.
Pardon?
Pardon, that's precisely what I'm saying. I can't hear you. No, because you're splashing and you're shouting and I can't tell what you're saying. Right, well, in a minute, I'm
going to do it. Hello, I'm Scoop. Oh, get up in there. Hello, hello, hello. No, oh, I get thrown in the water.
Oh, dear.
Look. It's a sponge.
At least it's another machine, isn't it? They didn't put any machines with it. Poor Bob and Wendy and Bill should have to work very hard, don't they?
Bob, shall I show you what's only left in? Say, shall I show you?
Just a little bit of water.
Maybe this much. No.
Will you sit down, please? Sit down, please.
And then, guess what?
What?
And then the land fell in the water.
The land fell in the water?
Look, it's all in. Because Jesus done wrong smell.
Jesus did what?
Wrong spell.
Jesus did the wrong spell?
Yeah.
And the land fell in the water?
Yeah. Frankie the crane came all the way from the railway track to Bob, and the land came out and zoomed.
Don't go any higher, please. No. Sit down. Sit down.
Go, go. And Diggy got it.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Oh, God, it's Bob. Do 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 do. Oh, what a bomb's all in it. Look, upside down, Bob. Everything is upside down in this, from the building land. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Even.
Perhaps it's topsy-turvy land.
Guess what? Even the world's top upside down.
Is it?
Look, Mummy.
Oh dear, dear. The clouds will fall out of the sky.
Yes.
Don't they?
Yes, and all the people's houses will fall down.
Oh, guess what?
What?
I've just spilt my cup of coffee. I was drinking coffee and suddenly the world turned upside down. Thomas, is that you?
No.
Listen, at least Bob and Wendy have the hard helmets on. When they fell upside down on their heads. So that was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they're only pilchard and Wendy are upside down. Look. Everything's upside down.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Wendy hasn't got her old hat on. She's going to fall.
And hit her head and was what pilchard. He's not got a hard hat on. Her.
She's a girl.
Who's a girl?
You.
I know that, but...
You're a pilchard. You're a pilchard. Just pretend. Jesus did the right smell.
Spell, not smell.
Smell. It's so funny. The land's fallen up the right way.
Oh, very good.
And all the people, and all the family, fallen back in the sea. That was funny, wasn't it?
What's his spell? Did he say abracadabra?
No, he said the world's right up. where it should be. And all the people mob the building land. Fall in the sea for reason. Guess what zoomed up quickly? Wanted Bob a foot.
A foot? Well, that must have been very reassuring for Bob.
Mum?
Yes.
Something else has fallen over. Come have a look.
Oh, it's gone on its side now. That's another cup of coffee spilled. Isn't it?
Mum, look. Look at this. Can you hear that?
I can. Right, so how's that water, Thomas Henry? Right, is it still warm? Listen, I used to get cross when you talked about sweets all the time, but I prefer that to what you're talking about now.
You poo! It's a poo! Mum, it's a poo-poo! Mum, it's a poo-poo! Mum, it's a poo-poo! So happy. One scoop fell in the muck. It's flipping the wall out. I was trying to look. Guess what? It was so wet on the road, muck's wheels skidded and didn't go. And then he fell down the floor.
Problems, aren't they?
Yeah. He went wee. Everyone can fly. Wee. The wet. Them are falling in this outside.
Trouble is, no, Thomas. If they could fly, it wouldn't really help if the world kept turning upside down, would it?
Whoa.
Because.
Everyone's keep falling over.
No, don't put water on the floor, that's me.
Everyone keeps falling over.
Well, it probably would if the world kept tipping upside down.
Now the fly. Should we?
Stop it, Thomas. How bad do you find it funny? I'm not very impressed.
I like that funny face, and it's yours again.
It's not a funny face, it's my cross face.
Good luck.
You won't be laughing when I get really cross, will you? Oh, you've got hiccups now, you silly Billy. Right, we put more hot water in it. Would you like some more?
Yeah.
No. Don't touch that.
No.
Get a mess, Bob. Right. I'm going to wash your hair now, Thomas Henry.
Mommy, do my hiccups go?
Well, I'm sure having a shock is a good cure for hiccups, and having your hair washed is a brilliant
you
shock.
You just jump up that way, I can't see you.
Right. Pop that in here.
No!
What's the matter?
I need you to jump up like a little.
Shall we use this new Bob the Builder shampoo?
No. I'll just check I haven't got any fluid. I can't see
it. Right, put this over your face.
Okay.
Turn around, please. Turn around. Right. How's that? You're not happy? No. You've been in this bath a long time, haven't you?
Is Janine coming?
Janine?
Yeah.
Later in the week.
Now?
No.
Oh, I want to see you.
You want to see Janine or you want to see now?
I want to see Janine.
Oh, she wouldn't want to see you now, would she? No clothes on.
Won't you come today for Elsie?
Not today, no.
Oh.
Right, let's head back. That's it. Keep your eyes and mouth shut. You can't keep your ears closed. And the ears are the worst place, old Tom. Daisy, you're making that up, aren't you?
Hey! I don't like it!
But you must keep this cloth over your eyes and you must keep your mouth closed. And when I ask you to put your head back, just tilt your head back and then the water runs down there.
Pop
my soup in your
mouth. Oh, what do we do again?
Right, head back. I'll bend your ears so the water doesn't go in there. Put your head back. Upside down, that's why you can't see it, because you're actually upside down. Whoa! Sit around properly. Let's do these trussy pegs.
Yeah, not pegs, is it?
Trussy pegs. Little pegs. Little pegs in your mouth are grinding up food and biting and tearing and sniffing and all the other things your teeth do. That's right, crunching, chomping, chewing,
drinking. The bloody winner.
Well, what's Wendy got? Just let's do your teeth.
Did she tickle me?
Did she? Where did she tickle you?
There, that's a rude place to.
Oh, it would be a rude place on you, wouldn't it? Why couldn't she just tickle your knee or your foot or your elbow?
I didn't fudge. Look, she's so naughty, I've bent her. I've let you lay away.
No, it's not. Will you sit still now, please, Tommy?
I won't snap.
Oh, right, open your mouth. Can you use this now? Look at this.
No, no.
Right, look at this.
I want to do it.
Let's just put a little soap on. On we go.
Whoa, your arm.
I want to do it.
Let me do it into your other arm.
I want to do it.
Oh, no, I'm having far too much fun.
Do it then. Like...
Move.
Oh, you like that.
Let's wash under that foot. Oh, you're laughing too much to talk now. Let's do under there.
So you and wait there, and Mum, you can't go on that, but you need to try and catch me again, remember?
I remember.
Go on.
Wait, just try. You try putting your hand in there. Just see what it feels like. Put your hand inside.
No.
Once you've got your hand inside you, mate, you can do all sorts of things, such as tickle and tickle and tickle and tickle.
You didn't do this arm.
Which arm?
That one.
What do you do when you're at school and you have the answer to a question? Do you have to put your arm on?
Mum.
Thomas.
You need to tickle me under there when...
If Mrs. Wilson asked you a question... Is that what you would do?
Yeah.
Yes, good. What's the study? Right. You have to need your hair rinsing again now. You're fine. Shh, shh. 1, 2, 3... How's that? Come on, let's see what you're up.